Vandeham Shiguro Shiyata Parikamam Shigurum Navaishvamscha Shirupam Sarvajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parajana Sahitam Krishna Taitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pradam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. So continuing discussion of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sharanagati. So, we're reading songs describing giving up everything which is unfavorable for emotional service. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mostly singing songs as if he is a conditioned soul, which of course he is not. But even great liberated souls, they sometimes take the position of a conditioned soul. They compose such songs just to teach us. They're composing songs, please help me to control my mind and my senses. I can sit like this. But although they make such songs, their real internal mood is one of always serving Radha and Krishna in the world. So the song we're going to read today is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, revealing his position as an assistant to the gopis in Vrindavan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his original position is Kamala Manjari. This he has revealed in his own book, Navadvipava Taranga. So in this song he's saying what, on the very high level, what is inimical to devotional service. He's saying that we are followers of Radharani, and we don't like Chandravali. In Vrindavan, there are two parties of gopis. One is headed by Radharani, the other by Chandravali. And they are, Radharani and Chandravali are competitors to attract Krishna. This is just to increase the love for Krishna of all the devotees. There's this transcendental competition. Just to increase the feeling of Krishna's love for Radharani and Radharani's love for Krishna. Krishna sometimes leaves Radharani and goes to Chandravali. So Krishna, actually he's interested in Radharani, not Chandravali. Chandravali is also a devotee, very great devotee, but from the point of view of Radharani's followers, they don't like her at all. Because they feel she is taking Krishna away from Radharani. So there are followers of Radharani and followers of Chandravali. And they're each trying to have so many tricks and transcendental politics to try to bring Krishna to their group. Krishna is mostly with Radharani. So we'll read this song. Of course, we may not understand very much about it. But anyway, this is the highest goal, to enter into such pastimes in Vrindavan. On our level of devotional service, most of the other songs of Sharanagati are much more applicable to us. How we should give up material desires, how we should fully surrender to Krishna. But we can also know that once we cross over these material desires, what is waiting for us in the spiritual world? At least we can get some idea. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Amito Shananda Shukha Davashi Radhika Madhava Charana Dasi. He says, I am a resident of Swananda Sukhada Kunja. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. He made his house just opposite to Mayapur in Navadvip. So he was living there, chanting his rounds, serving Krishna, worshipping his deities. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was worshipping Gaura Radha and Narasimha Dev. So he was sitting there and doing his bhajan. Anyone who would come to see, they would see, here is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Kedarnath Datta, he was known as. He would look like another Bengali person, educated man from a respectable family, who has now taken up this life of devotion to Krishna. But they would see him from outside. But his internal feeling is that I am a maidservant of the lotus feet of Radhika and Madhava. Specifically maidservant, Dasi. Duhar milane ananda kari, duhar bijogi dukhete mari. He says, I take pleasure in seeing Radha and Krishna come together. But when they are separated, I feel as if I will die out of unhappiness. So the business of Chandrabali and her followers is to bring Krishna away from Radharani to Chandrabali. That is why the followers of Radharani, they don't very much like Chandrabali at all. Shakish tali nahi hari nayae, dekile shoibake pariyemane. He says, I don't even like to see the place of Chandrabali, the place where she lives, the village where she lives. When I, even if I see that place, I will think of Shoiba.
To ja duma o Shoiba.
Who is the, one of the main gopi followers of Chandrabali. So to an ordinary person, this may seem just like some ordinary village affairs. In the village, these simple people, the young boys and girls, they're mixing up with each other. And there's one young boy who's very playful and attractive to all the girls. So there are different girls who are envious of each other because they both want to get him. But it's not like that at all. It's not like ordinary village affairs. These are exchanges at the highest level of transcendence. JJ Pratikul Chandra Shaki Prane Dukkapai Tahare Deki. He says, the followers of Chandrabali, they're all unfavorable, inimical towards our goal of bringing Radha and Krishna together. And just by seeing them, it gives me very deep pain to my heart. Radhika kunja andhar kari vaite chahe she radha hari. They said, they want to take Radharani's hari, means Krishna, who belongs to Radharani. They want to take him away. Therefore, they have filled Radharani's kunj with darkness. Kunj means, in the Vrindavan forest, there are little groves, there are some, within the forest, there are little open spaces. So these are places where Krishna will meet with the gopis, secret meeting places in the forest. Shri Radha Govinda Milan Shuk Pratikula Janana Herimuk. It says, those who are against the happiness of Radha and Govinda meeting, I don't want to even see their face. The followers of Radharani, all their life, they're simply dedicated how we can bring Radha and Krishna together. And the followers of Chandrabali are just thinking how not to bring them together, how to turn Krishna away from Radha. Radha Pratikul Jatek Jun Shambhashane Kabu Nahoima. He says that those who are opposed to Radharani, I can't even think of talking with them. Bhakati Vinod Sri Radha Charane Shampeche Paran Ati Jatane. He says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that he has dedicated his life with all care at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So we may ask, how can we understand all these things? So the answer is, don't even try. Well beyond our level of understanding. We should just chant Hare Krishna and engage in the service of Krishna. You should not artificially try to understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. The pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Kali Yuga are spreading the Sankirtan movement. Radha and Krishna have come in the combined form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha and Krishna. Radha Bhava Yuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Surupam. Srup Damodar Goswami offers his respectful obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, but he's come with the feelings and the bodily complexion of Srimati Radharani. So we should understand Radha Krishna by worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda and follow their instructions. Most important instruction is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is a prayer to Radha and Krishna. O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. So let us engage in their service. as they require us to do, by cooperating together, all the devotees, to spread the Sankirtan movement. And when we become sufficiently purified, and when they thus favor us, then we may become eligible to understand these very high, elevated pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Artificially, if we try to understand, it will simply be a failure. If we think, I shall just think about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, if our mind is full of so many contaminated things, it will not be effective. Much more important for us at our level that we study Bhagavad Gita as it is, again and again and again. Any question? All right, we'll finish there, and we'll have class again in the evening. Hare Krishna.